You are listening to The Naked Scientists with me and Chris. And now it's time to bring on the dreamy Diana O'Carroll with a very dreamy question of the week. You love my introductions, don't you?
They get cheesier and cheesier every single time, don't they? Anyway, we're going to be drifting off and then waking up again.
Hi, my name is Paula Ovi. I'm from Johannesburg in South Africa. My question is about dreams. I was wondering why it's so difficult for us to remember our dreams when we wake up in the morning.
So what exactly is happening to our memory when we sleep?
My name is Professor Mark Blagrove, and I'm Professor of Psychology at Swansea University, where I run a sleep laboratory and also do investigations on dreaming and on the possible functions of REM sleep. People differ in whether or not they can remember their dreams, and some people have a great deal of interest in their dreams, though they have very vivid dreams, or their level of anxiety or sleep quality results in people remembering dreams at different amounts each month, say. But in general, for all of us, dreams are very easily forgotten once we wake up if we don't consolidate them, or if we don't, in other words, transfer them from short-term to long-term memory immediately upon waking. And there's a few theories of why that happens to all of us. One possibility is that our brain neurochemicals during sleep are very different from during wake time, and so they don't allow us to consolidate memory. The other thing that's quite possible is that we don't pay attention to our dreams or are unable to do so during sleep, so we don't consolidate what occurs to us during sleep. So, for example, even people with sleep apnea who wake up repeatedly during the night don't know that that happens to them. And similarly, when we have a dream, we're not consolidating it as it occurs. Indeed, if you have people having a long REM sleep period and you wake them up, once the REM sleep period gets over about 20 minutes, you don't find that dreams increase in length very much. So it's as if during the dream we forget what was happening. And the same happens immediately we wake up, that the dream just disappears.
So it's all to do with memory consolidation. When you're awake, your brain picks up and remembers all sorts of useful information, especially, in my case, if it has something to do with chocolate or a new toy I can fix on my computer. When you're asleep, for the most part, your brain enters a special mode where memories are not inscribed deeply enough.
We've had some comment on this in Second Life. JDV, JD Vegas Dredlow, that's not your real name, I think, says it's easier to remember your dreams if you don't move at all when you wake up. And on the forum, Madida Scientia extolled the virtues of being paid to sleep for research. We've also had a call in from Anne from Heacham, who says that she can actually return to her dreams. If she has a dream one night, she can return to the dream where she left off the night before. Fascinating. Do let us know what you think of that by emailing us in.
Lucky her. Well, I seem to remember lungs are quite important for breathing. So how can this be the case?
Hello, my name is Jason Flakes, and I'm calling from Annandale, Virginia. My question is how is it possible for a boring, flat-headed frog to have no lungs and breathe through its skin?
Perhaps if we unlock the secret to lungless breathing, we might be able to unlock the secret to eternal life.
It sounds like you're doing a bit of lungless breathing there, Diana.
I know, running out.
Hi, it's Jeff Blackwell calling in from Bundaberg in Queensland in Australia. The question of the week, I'd like to know if there are any life forms, plant, animal, fungus, whatever, that are effectively immortal.
Deep breath. So if you know how the Bornean frog can breathe, or where I can find my nearest fountain of youth, then send me an email to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or write it on the forum for all the world to see at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. You can go back to sleep now, so to speak. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Katani. That was Diana O'Carroll, who does Question of the Week for us every week. If you think you've got a question that is deserving of an analysis on Question of the Week, then do send it in, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Don't forget, we've got kitchen science on the way. Ben and Dave have been putting a glass over the top of a candle that was lit and then asking you to find out what happened. There was more than just the obvious observation to pick up on. And Zanzibar Rothschild, who's in Second Life, says he did it. And some condensation appeared on the glass. Very interesting. And also Joan in Braintree had a go and said, yep, the candle goes out. It left a mark on the glass. So there's one or two observations there. What do you think happens? If you know, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking this week about the science of the body clock. We have Russell Foster and Harriet McWatters. They're both from Oxford University. One of them works on how the body clock works in you and me. The other works on how the body clock works in humans. Sorry, just joking. Plants.